everyone. Everyone, rich or poor, got a basic income from the government. It's an old idea, actually. We're learning Thomas More floated it in Utopia hundreds of years ago. Thomas Paine proposed it during the American Revolution. Now, Finland has embarked on a two-year experiment to see whether providing a guaranteed income to 2,000 unemployed people there will free them to look for work without fear of losing benefits, or turn everyone into couch potatoes who stop looking for work because they're supported by the government. Let's find out more from Olli Kangas, a researcher at Kela, the Finnish government agency for social welfare programs. He joins us by Skype from Helsinki. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, first to start with what many people may be thinking, because Finland already has what many Americans would consider a very expansive benefit system. We're reading that a family of four that loses a job can get up to 75% of their previous wages through public assistance. Here in the U.S., it's about 25%. So why isn't that good enough, the benefits program that you already have?
Perhaps it's good enough, and the problem is that sometimes it's too good enough. In that sense that we have social security benefits that are paid on top of each other. If a person gets unemployment benefit, and then the person gets usually housing benefit, and sometimes also social assistance that compensates some extra costs.
So you're saying you have the basic question that many people have about social assistance. In Finland, they get so much help, which is wonderful, but it discourages them from getting work because any work they get, they will lose those benefits.
So that the situation may be that if the employer offers a short-term job, what will happen when the job is terminated? Will I again qualify for the benefit?
Yeah.
And then we have that bureaucratic trap and we have that monetary incentive trap. And then very often the person is saying that no, I will stay on dole. And what the government is now hoping that the basic income is kind of trampoline. And whatever happens with the person can have that money, 560 euros in this experiment. The government is hoping this increases employment and labor supply.
And when you're talking about this basic income, you're talking about covering the basics, that you know, the things that people need to survive so that they know that they'll have enough money to, you know, put a roof over their head or whatever, but they can take this chance. And, you know, we're understanding that this is coinciding with a time when this is how work works. You may only be able to have a job for 2 or 3 months. This is part of the global economy. Explain that. Explain what's happened into some towns that we're seeing featured, like one in the New York Times, Oulu, where people used to fish salmon and send it up to Russia and it was steady income. But then, you know, technology companies came in and it's not so steady.
It's a response and answer to those changes that are taking place. Try to create possibilities for people to take risks and to start their own enterprises, small-scale enterprises, start freelancer jobs, etc. This is one possibility to create a new society so that the basic income would help people more and more. Perhaps we'll have low-paid jobs and many jobs and not the permanent jobs as they used to have.
Well, I mentioned Oulu in Finland. The New York Times profiles this town. And, you know, again, they used to fish and ship tar, I guess, to Russia. But then Nokia came in and suddenly everybody was a communications worker. But then Nokia left. And so people were out of work and people wanted to start small technology companies. But they were afraid to take that risk to lose their benefits. Now the thinking, the hope is that with a basic income, they can feel free to start businesses and then produce jobs. But what if the opposite happens? I mean, what if you discover that people say, you know what, I got a basic income, my parents had a basic income for our whole lives, and people turn into, you know, as I said, couch potatoes?
We don't know actually what will happen. We have very strong arguments that if people get money for free, in that case, they are lying in their hammocks and doing nothing, going to the nearest pub and drinking beer. On the other hand, we have persons who are saying that this is one possibility, but there are many other possibilities, for example, in that way that people are taking risks and starting their own enterprises. And the problem in the present system that we have here in Finland is that we have pretty good social security for employees, but the self-employed, they have some problems in that way that if they start their own enterprise, then they will immediately lose the unemployment benefit. So that it's either on off. In this experiment, we are trying to see if it's possible true basic income give wind on the wings of those people who will take risks and to see if they can fly. So that we are hoping very much that in the beginning of 2018, we can start a second experiment and 2019, the third one, and to expand the scope of those experiments so that they are covering not only unemployed persons.
Well, we know it's being considered in other ways, in other places. Oakland, California, there's an incubator, a private company that's considering it for its employees. There's different people who are looking at this idea of basic income, which, you know, sounds at the outset like, you know, a welfare system. But the hope is that it jumpstarts capitalism, that it gets people creating and working and generating dollars. We will keep an eye on it to see how it's going there. Ali Kangas, a researcher at Kela, the Finnish government agency for social welfare program, as they kick off one with 2,000 unemployed people across Finland receiving a basic income from the government in the hopes it will free them from welfare benefits so that they can go and take part-time work or create jobs. We'll see how that goes. Ali, thank you.
Thank you very much.